Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Dave Uram, and here's what's happening. Curbside trash pickup resumed in Philadelphia for the first time since city workers walked off the job a couple of weeks ago. Some relief from the heat as well as public pools have reopened. This is members of District Council 33 begin voting on the tentative contract agreement with the city. KYW's Sonny Morgan has the story.
As trash pickup resumed Monday, residents were glad to see their curbs clear, but say they hope the workers get better pay. One sanitation worker says they appreciate the support from residents.
Look how hard we work every day. Rats jumping out the truck on us. Seriously, I think we deserve better, you know, fair wages.
Some recreation centers have reopened as well, with kids flocking to the pools and splash pads. Jessica Stone says her local pool at the Francisville Rec Center is the best.
So great. Everyone's so nice. They take such good care of it. The kids love it. We've been coming here for years, and it's a great spot. We're happy it's back. We missed it.
Melissa Davis says she and her two kids are glad things are getting back to normal.
We're excited. My son is over there, and we just are happy that things are over. The strike is over. Trash is finally picked up, and we can enjoy ourselves this summer.
But her daughter, Coramia, says she missed the pool the most.
The jumping pool.
Jumping. Do you love swimming in the pool?
Yes.
Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Union voting on the new contract began Monday as well, and the results will be announced next week. Meantime, the strongest winter nor'easters have steadily grown more severe over the last 8 decades and will only become more damaging moving forward if climate change is not dealt with. That's the finding from a paper co-authored by a Penn professor who KYW's Vic Ragapathy spoke to.
The average nor'easter, we find, won't necessarily be any stronger, but the strongest ones will.
That's Dr. Michael Mann, director of the Penn Center for Science, Sustainability, and the Media. His study looked at 85 years of nor'easter data, finding over that time the destructive potential of maximum wind speeds increased about 20% and snowfall has risen about 10%. But why is that just for the most severe storms and not all winter nor'easters?
Because the Arctic is warming faster than the rest of the planet. That actually leads to fewer overall storms. But those storms that do make it out feed on that extra moisture. There's more precipitation, and that provides more energy to these storms, and they can intensify more.
Which gets to the core of the issue, climate change and warming oceans.
This will get worse. If we continue to warm the planet, then we will see even more intense storms. It also drives home the importance of moving away from our reliance on fossil fuels towards clean energy, because it is leading to these devastating extreme weather events.
Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Pennsylvania's budget's a couple of weeks late, but the State House has passed a framework for this year's bill. It still needs work, but supporters hope it can get the process back on track. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
The bill's a budget framework that needs to be filled in with other more specific bills, but House Majority Leader Montgomery County Democrat Matt Bradford says the plan cuts $1 billion from Governor Josh Shapiro's $51.5 billion proposal.
Showing that we are pragmatic and wise and humble enough to recognize that no one chamber and no one party will get everything it wants.
House Republican Leader Jesse Topper says while he appreciates the efforts to trim the final number, a budget isn't just about numbers.
And economic growth is the only answer to future sustainable budgets. Unleashing our energy potential is, in fact, one of the cores to that.
Topper also specified making sure benefits programs go to the people they're meant to go to and school choice, but Bradford says until public schools are fully funded, any talk of funneling money to private schools is a non-starter. The House passed the bill with all Democrats and three Republicans voting in favor, including Bucks County's Casey Tomlinson and Chester and Delaware County's Craig Williams. As the bill is a framework, it will likely look much different once it gets through the state Senate. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And provisional ballot envelopes in the Commonwealth have a new look. KYW's John McDevitt reports the redesign is an effort to reduce the number of rejected ballots.
But we do have an important election on Tuesday, November the 4th, and I believe that this election is the most important election in our lifetime. The stakes are getting higher.
At a press conference outside City Hall, Chairman of the City Commissioners Omar Sabir says that the change of the format of the statewide provisional envelope simplifies the process of voting provisionally, which translates to fewer mistakes and less rejected ballots.
We simplify the layout, and there's clear labeling and organization, and that signature field for visibilities. and we improved our instructions.
Nearly 30% of provisional ballots in the 2024 Pennsylvania general election were rejected. Among the top reasons, incomplete or incorrectly filled envelopes. The Department of State is offering grant money to counties to help cover the cost of replacing current provisional envelopes. The last day to register to vote in the general election is October 20th. The last day to apply for a mail-in or absentee ballot is October 28th. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Dave Uram. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.